This exercise is a variation on the employee example that you've been working with. The main change we want to make here is we want to have employee objects on the heap. This allows you to create them dynamically. And once again, I'm going to give you a header file which has the declarations of all the functions that I want you to implement. So on the next slide, you'll see that. They're all pretty self-explanatory. And a key new function that you need to create is called createEmployee. What it does is it takes as arguments the various data elements that are going to be the members of employee structure, you know, the last name, the first name, the title, the salary. And then it will allocate a new employee object on the heap and return a pointer to that new object. So if you'll take a look on the next slide, you'll see the declarations for the functions for this exercise.